理课堂听 class.com。
College English Test, Band 4. Part 3. Listening Comprehension.
Section A.
Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, 1 or more questions will be asked about what was said.Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line.Through the center. Now let's begin with the 8 short conversations.
Question 11.
I like the color of this shirt. Do you have a larger size?
This is the largest in this color. Other colors come in all sizes.
What does the woman imply?
Question 12.
Look, the view is fantastic. Could you take a picture of me with the lake in the background?
I'm afraid I just ran out of film.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 13.
The food in this restaurant is horrible. If only we'd gone to the school dining hall.
But the food isn't everything. Isn't it nice just to get away from all the noise?
What can we learn from the conversation?
Question 14.
My headache is killing me. I thought it was going away, but now it's getting worse and worse.
I told you yesterday to make an appointment.
What does the man mean?
Question 15.
I think you'd better find another partner. I love table tennis, but I don't think I'm improving.
Look, Paul, it's still too early to quit. Nobody expects you to be a superstar. Just keep going and you'll get the hang of it.
What does the woman mean?
Question 16.
Would you like to try the banana pie? It's incredible.
Well, to tell the truth, I don't care much for dessert.
What does the woman say about the banana pie?
Question 17.
I'm exhausted. I stayed up the whole night studying for my midterm math exam.
But why do you always wait until the last minute?
What does the woman imply?
Question 18.
I really can't afford any more interruptions right now. I've got to finish the assignment.
Sorry, just one more thing. Could you give me a ride to school tomorrow?
What can be inferred from the conversation?
Now you'll hear the two long conversations. Conversation 1.
Hi, Sarah. What's up?
Oh, hi. I just got out of a history class. I had to give a presentation.
How did it go?
Terribly. I'm sure I made a fool of myself.
Why? Weren't you prepared?
No, it's not that. I just get so embarrassed and nervous whenever I have to speak in front of a group of people. I stand up and my face gets red and then I get even more nervous because I know everyone can see me blushing.
It's not so bad to blush.
But it happens all the time. If the professor asks a question and I know the answer, I'll blush like crazy if he calls on me. Doesn't that ever happen to you?
No, not really. Maybe you should try to forget about the people. Look at something else in the room, like the exit sign.
I guess I could try that, but I doubt that it'll help.
You know, we talked about this in psychology class. Blushing, even though it's involuntary, is more or less a learned behaviour.
What do you mean?
Oh, children hardly ever blush at all. And among adults, supposedly women blush more than men.
I wonder why.
I don't know, but I had a friend in high school, Brian Smith. It was really easy to make him blush. He turned red whenever a waitress would ask him for his order.
I'm not that bad. Well, I've got to get going for my next class. I'll talk to you later.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19. What was the woman's problem? Question 20. Why might looking at the exit sign help the woman? Question 21. What does the man say about children? Conversation 2. I have been studying too much and need a change. So I'm just making plans to go away during January break.
Really? Where are you going?
I'm planning to visit New Mexico.
My sister and I had a vacation there last year, and we had a great time.
Did you get into Albuquerque?
Sure, whenever we went skating.
Is it far from the mountains?
Not at all. Though Albuquerque is on the high plateaus, there are even higher mountains near it. Just half an hour away from the city, there is a snow-covered slope.
Well, as the mountains are just 30 minutes away, I guess I should take my ice skates and my skis.
Definitely.
I heard that the weather there is great.
It is. No humidity, moderate temperatures, but you do need to be careful about high altitude.
What should I do about that?
Oh, just take it easy for a few days. Don't go hiking up to the mountains or exercise too vigorously. Just do everything gradually.
I'm sure I will be fine, and I will let you know all about my trip when I come back.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 22. What's the main purpose of the man's trip? Question 23. Why does the woman know so much about Albuquerque? Question 24. What can be inferred about the man? Question 25. According to the woman, what may cause the man the most problems in Albuquerque?
Section B.
Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. Do you remember a time when people were a little nicer and gentler with each other? I certainly do, and I feel that much of the world has somehow gotten away from that. Too often I see people rushing into elevators without giving those inside a chance to get off first, or never saying thank you when others hold a door open for them. We get lazy, and in our laziness, we think that something like a simple thank you doesn't really matter. But it can matter very much. The fact is that no matter how nicely we dress or how beautifully we decorate our homes, we can't be truly elegant without good manners, because elegance and good manners always go hand in hand. In fact, I think of good manners as a sort of hidden beauty secret. Haven't you noticed that the kindest, most generous people seem to keep getting prettier? It's funny how that happens, but it does. Take the long-lost art of saying thank you, like wearing a little makeup or making sure your hair is neat. Getting into the habit of saying thank you can make you feel better about yourself. Good manners add to your image, while an angry face makes the best-dressed person look ugly.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 26.
What is the passage mainly about?
Question 27.
What does the speaker say about people of the past?
Question 28.
According to the speaker, how can we best improve our image? Passage 2. Go to the playground and have fun, parents will often say to their kids. But they should remember playgrounds can be dangerous. Each year, about 200,000 children end up in hospital emergency rooms with playground injuries. Many injuries involve falls from too high equipment onto too hard surfaces. Nearly 70% of the injuries happen on public playgrounds. Recent studies show they may be badly designed, their protective surfaces are inadequate, and their equipment is poorly maintained. Parents should make sure that the equipment in the playground is safe and that children are playing safely. Last year, the National Programme for Playground Safety gave the nation's playgrounds a grade of C for safety after visiting more than 3,000 playgrounds nationwide. Parents should watch closely. They should always be within shouting and running distance of their children. Young children don't understand cause and effect, so they may run in front of moving swings. They're also better at climbing up than getting down, so they may panic at the top of a ladder. It's important for children to know you're watching them. Once they feel that sense of security, that's when they can be creative.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 29.
What is the cause of playground injuries?
Question 30.
What should parents do to prevent playground injuries?
Question 31.
What does the speaker say about young children? Passage 3. For 25 years, I was a full-time thief, specializing in picking pockets. Where I come from in Southeast London, that's an honorable profession. Anyone can break in a house and steal things, but picking somebody's pocket takes skill. My sister and I were among the most successful pickpocket teams in London. We worked hotel and theater lobbies, airports, shopping centers, and restaurants. Now we don't steal anymore, but this crime is worldwide. Here's how to protect yourself. Professional pickpockets do not see victims, only handbags, jewels, and money. Mothers with babies, the elderly, the disabled, are all fair game. My preferred target was the lone female, handbag at her side. The right side, to be exact. So if I'm next to her, I can reach it cautiously with my right hand across my body. Only about one woman in 1,000 carries her bag on the left, and I tended to steer clear of them. Women whose bags are hanging in front of them are tricky for the pickpocket, as there isn't a blind side. If you want to make it even harder, use a bag with handles rather than a strap. For men, one of the best places to keep a wallet is in the back pocket of tight trousers. You'll feel any attempts to move it. Another good place is in the buttoned-up inside pocket of a jacket. There's just no way in. Even better, keep wallets attached to a cord or chain that is fastened to a belt. A pickpocket needs targets who are relaxed and off guard. The perfect setting is a clothing store. When customers wander among the racks, they are completely absorbed in the items they hold up. The presence of a uniformed security guard is even better. A false sense of security makes a pickpocket's job much simpler.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 32.
Why does the speaker say that picking somebody's pocket is an honourable profession in Southeast London?
Question 33.
According to the speaker, who is most likely to become a victim of pickpockets?
Question 34.
In the speaker's opinion, what's the best place for a man to keep his wallet?
Question 35.
What is the perfect setting for picking pockets, according to the speaker?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard, or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now listen to the passage.
In police work, you can never predict the next crime or problem. No working day is identical to any other, so there's no typical day for a police officer. Some days are relatively slow, and the job is boring. Other days are so busy that there is no time to eat. I think I can describe police work in one word: variety. Sometimes it's dangerous. One day, for example, I was working undercover. That is, I was on the job, but I was wearing normal clothes, not my police uniform. I was trying to catch some robbers who were stealing money from people as they walked down the street. Suddenly, seven bad men jumped out at me. Another policeman arrived, and together we arrested three of the men, but the other four ran away. Another day, I helped a woman who was going to have a baby. She was trying to get to the hospital, but there was a bad traffic jam. I put her in my police car to get her there faster. I thought she was going to have the baby right there in my car, but fortunately, the baby waited to arrive until we got to the hospital.
Now the passage will be read again.
In police work, you can never predict the next crime or problem. No working day is identical to any other, so there's no typical day for a police officer. Some days are relatively slow, and the job is boring. Other days are so busy that there is no time to eat. I think I can describe police work in one word: variety. Sometimes it's dangerous. One day, for example, I was working undercover. That is, I was on the job, but I was wearing normal clothes, not my police uniform. I was trying to catch some robbers who were stealing money from people as they walked down the street. Suddenly, seven bad men jumped out at me. Another policeman arrived, and together we arrested three of the men. but the other four ran away. Another day, I helped a woman who was going to have a baby. She was trying to get to the hospital, but there was a bad traffic jam. I put her in my police car to get her there faster. I thought she was going to have the baby right there in my car, but fortunately, the baby waited to arrive until we got to the hospital.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
In police work, you can never predict the next crime or problem. No working day is identical to any other, so there's no typical day for a police officer. Some days are relatively slow, and the job is boring. Other days are so busy that there is no time to eat. I think I can describe police work in one word, variety. Sometimes it's dangerous. One day, for example, I was working undercover. That is, I was on the job, but I was wearing normal clothes, not my police uniform. I was trying to catch some robbers who were stealing money from people as they walked down the street. Suddenly, seven bad men jumped out at me. Another policeman arrived, and together we arrested three of the men, but the other four ran away. Another day, I helped a woman who was going to have a baby. She was trying to get to the hospital, but there was a bad traffic jam. I put her in my police car to get her there faster. I thought she was going to have the baby right there in my car, but fortunately, the baby waited to arrive until we got to the hospital.
This is the end of listening comprehension.